Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Scott George with us again today as we talk about tweaking the beef checkoff in just a moment.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Every Wednesday, you can bid live from anywhere in the world with no buyer's premiums, no reserves, and no hidden fees.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Bid with ease on tractors, planting and tillage equipment, sprayers, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, and more.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Auctions every Wednesday. Bid from home, work, smartphone, or mobile device. So go to BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
The beef checkoff is not broken. It's underfunded. That's the contention of Scott George, past president of the NCBA and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's representative on the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group. And he points to the value of the checkoff back to producers, a rate of return or return on investment study that was conducted by the checkoff earlier this year.
Said that the beef checkoff is returning $11.20 for every dollar invested. That is the best return of any checkoff that I have ever heard of. So, yes, the program is working, in my opinion, very, very well. And quite honestly, there are a lot of the groups that are in this group of 11 that have been meeting that feel that very way, that this program is working very well, that we don't need to be making some drastic changes, but we could make some tweaks that will help it to be a little more efficient. And then nobody has been opposing that. You know, one of the things, Ron, that has frustrated me here is that we have been making changes for over 3 years. You know, the very first meeting, the people said, well, there are new organizations that came in existence after 1985, and they can't be contractors. Well, we all agreed, let's make that change, and the secretary did make that change. And so now all these other organizations that have come into existence since 85 can be contractors. They're eligible. None of them have bothered to step forward, but they're eligible.
And Scott George says, over the 3 years of discussions within this enhancement working group, nobody has criticized the actual work being done. It's just the fact that NCBA specifically is the one that is a principal contractor.
Ron, the operating committee is the one that makes the funding decisions as to what projects get funded. And in all of this discussion, for the last 3 years, in all of those things, I have never heard anyone criticize the work that's been done. The human nutrition work, the beef safety, the animal handling, the safety of the product we're putting out. Those things are all, the work has been highly, highly acclaimed. What the criticism has been is we don't like the fact that this organization or that organization is doing the work. And in my mind, I think we've kind of missed the point that this checkoff is here to keep all producers in business. It's here to keep consumers buying our product. And we don't want to miss that in all this discussion. There's a lot of fluff going around here that draws our attention away from that point. Yeah. But this helps keep our producers in business because it keeps consumers buying our product.
Scott, one thing that you talked about was this idea that there are organizations that have basically gotten organized, have started up since 1985. They now have the ability to apply for and become a contractor to the beef board. They can submit ARs if they choose to do so, but for the most part, by and large, they've decided not to. You know, any thoughts about why these groups have not stepped up and tried to participate in being a beef checkoff contractor?
Well, I think probably the biggest reason is because those organizations that do the authorization request for the checkoff don't make any money at it. They have to get their project approved. They have to spend their own money to do the project first. Then they submit their bills and get reimbursed, and it's a lengthy process, and they don't make any money at it. And so a lot of groups say, well, if I'm not going to make a profit on this, I'm not going to do it. NCBA has been committed to this for 29 years. We've been doing this work because we think it's important that we keep consumers buying the product. And so we've stepped up, and other organizations have stepped up as well. Some have stepped into it and then stepped back out. This very week, the 17th and 18th, the operating committee is meeting in Denver, Colorado. They have some other groups that have stepped up this time, which is interesting, and I'm glad they are, because the more people we have working trying to help address the issues that the consumers have, the better off we are.
Yet it does seem like that these groups are saying over and over and over that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association gets tremendous benefit because of those checkoff dollars that flow through. They say that they've got an unfair advantage being a policy organization by virtue of getting those checkoff dollars as well, and that they're spending them. We know that it's a cost share recovery process. You've described that very well. But yet, you know, is there a benefit to NCBA from getting these checkoff dollars, millions of dollars, into the organization that they're spending at the direction of the beef checkoff?
In my mind, there is no benefit. If there's a benefit there that organizations perceive as being there, I say to them, come on in and join the party. And you'll find out how much benefit there is. There are a lot of strings to do a checkoff contract. You open your books up to the whole world to look at. And you also have to be very, very careful that those monies are not misappropriated, that they are spent appropriately. That's the beauty of the checkoff the way we have it today. The Beef Board has charge and responsibility to make sure that those funds are administered properly. And they do a very good job. AMS oversees the Beef Board, again, to make sure those dollars are spent appropriately. And they do a good job. And so for anybody that thinks that they're getting a benefit, I say, come on in and enjoy the benefits. And I say that with tongue in cheek, because you do a lot of work that oftentimes is unappreciated by the industry, but it is so critical to keeping consumers buying our product.
Scott George of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he came up through the Federation side of NCBA and served as president of the organization, dairy producer from Cody, Wyoming. And we've just had an announcement in the last day or so of the operating committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation. They've come up with what they are proposing regarding the Beef Board budget for the coming fiscal year that starts the 1st of October. It'll include NCBA doing 9 different projects for the Beef Board for almost $28 million, U.S. Meat Export Federation $7.7 million, the North American Meat Association $1.1 million, American National Cattle Women, one proposal for $371,000, Meat Import Council of America, one proposal for $350,000, American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, one proposal for $222,000, National Livestock Producers Association, one proposal for $45,000. That American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture group is actually one that has been established since the 1985 establishment of the Checkoffs Act and Order. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.